first of all, could you tell me, how much good do you think this petition is going to do, since have they already made up their minds and surely they know there's local opposition as well?
They're very aware that there's local opposition. They have made up their minds. They have made their decision and announced their decision in the middle of a pandemic when we are expecting a second wave of lots of deaths and illness. They have announced that they intend to remove all acute services from our two local major hospitals. They're intending to remove A&E, maternity, intensive care with critical care beds that you would need in a pandemic, maternity, children's services, emergency surgery, emergency medicine, cancer care and coronary care from our two major overstretched acute hospitals. And they've decided that they intend to, in place of those two major hospitals with over 1,000 general and acute beds, they are going to build, they say, a single smaller acute facility in the heart of the Royal Marsden Hospital. So they're going to send all those potentially infectious epidemic critical cases into a cancer hospital full of people with their immune systems suppressed because of cancer treatments. And in that hospital, it will be more distant to most people that currently use Epsom and St Helier. It will have about half of the acute and general beds we have now. It will have hugely fewer consultants. And as I say, it'll be further away from most people, which means longer journey times, and longer journey times have proved to be a cause of increased harm and deaths to people trying to get to an acute service in an emergency.
But what will this petition do? I mean, you talk about a petition signed by over 20,000 residents already being submitted and other large petitions also being submitted.
Yes.
Is it not over now?
I don't think it's over by any means at all. We're demonstrating that we, as a tiny organisation with no funds, have managed to gather 20,000 signatures of real life people who give their addresses, who say they definitely don't want this to happen. And that is up against what the clinical commissioning groups, this whole so-called Improving Healthcare Together scheme, they've managed to secure very many fewer responses and even fewer people who agree that it's a good thing to cut our acute services from Epsom and St Helier and to halve the acute and general beds that we currently have. Also, we've now got, fortunately, Merton Council saying that they are considering on 21st of July, they are considering referring this whole plan back to the Secretary of State for Health. All councils have got the right to do that in the area, and Merton are going to decide on the 21st of July whether or not to refer this decision back to the Secretary of State for him to reconsider it on the grounds that it's really bad for everybody. It's likely to have serious impact on people's health in the area, and it would be cheaper and more cost effective to keep the two major acute hospitals we currently have, rather than to have a more distant, smaller, fewer bedded facility tucked into the Royal Marsden Hospital. So they are considering, and hopefully they will go ahead with rejecting this plan, which all the local councils have the right to do. With a bit of luck, maybe Sutton and Wandsworth and Epsom and Richmond and Kingston councils will do the same. So no, it's not over, not by a long shot.
Have you spoken to any of those other councils? Do you know if they're also considering it?
We are urging them to. They have made statements. For instance, Sutton has said that they are not happy to lose St Helier Hospital, but they are. And they initially said that they were rejecting the plans. That was back 2-3 years ago. But they have not made any statement as yet that they will reject the plan. But so far, Merton have said they will. And let's hope the Secretary of State sees the error of their ways. I mean, the head of NHS England, Simon Stevens, said even before the pandemic that we have lost too many NHS beds and that we need more, not fewer. Now, the pandemic has made that true in stark reality, just how short of beds we are. So the idea of losing about half of the general acute beds in our area now, in the eye of the storm of a pandemic, and there will be others, is just ludicrous, dangerous and reckless. So I hope the other councils will see the error of their ways, because the people in those other areas, if we lose all those acute services in Epsom and St Helier, the knock-on effect in Croydon Hospital, Kingston Hospital and St George's, and probably St Peter's in Surrey too, their A&E units will not be able to cope. They were not coping before the pandemic. They were failing to hit the four-hour wait periods month on month on month, as all hospitals in England were, failing to hit the government key targets of A&E wait times, ambulance wait times, and diagnosis of cancer patients. So they were failing on all those counts before the pandemic. So the idea of reducing the amount of acute hospitals and cutting beds in half at such a time is clearly dangerous and reckless. And so, again, not only were we short of A&E beds, the occupancy rates in local hospitals and nationally were well above the safe levels. So in all counts, it is a really dangerous and reckless move, and it is about cutting NHS spending, not improving hospital or healthcare in any way, shape or form.
So what have the NHS said when you've spoken to them about this?
Well, not a lot. We submitted our petition to the NHS. We got just an acknowledgement that they'd received our petition. They've said nothing. They don't tend to talk to campaign groups. They largely ignore us. So, no, they haven't said anything to us. It would be interesting to see if Merton Council make the decision to refer this back. And they have put on their website a draft letter to Matt Hancock setting out their reasons. If they decide on the 21st to go forward with the rejecting this plan, then we might find out what NHS England thinks of the plan to cut beds.
The thing is, though, that the Conservative Party were using this as one of their flagship policies during their campaign. I remember Boris Johnson speaking to Andrew Marr specifically about the new hospital in Belmont. So surely Matt Hancock is not going to be the one to say no to this.
Well, what happened when Boris Johnson announced in the House of Parliament that they were going to give money to 40 hospitals and that they were going to pick out six to start with and put new hospitals, build six new hospitals. That was actually challenged in the House of Commons by the Shadow Secretary of Health, who said, in the case of Epsom and St Helier, this is not money for a new hospital, it's money to downgrade to existing hospitals. Let's hope that the Simon Stevens, head of NHS England, will convince Matt Hancock that we really can't afford to lose any more hospital beds at the moment. We have lost a third of our hospital beds in the last 17 years. We've lost 50% of hospital beds in the last 30 years. You can't go on doing that without thousands of people dying for want of hospital beds. So let's hope they come to their senses and realise that this is a step too far and that Simon Stevens, head of NHS England, was right when he said that bed cuts have gone too far and we need more beds and not fewer. And it's not just him that said that. The BMA have said it. The King's Fund have said it. The Royal College of Emergency Medicine has said that such cuts are potentially catastrophic, were their words. So we're not on our own thinking this is a bad idea. Lots of people back us up, so hopefully they'll see sense.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
You're very welcome.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I would just like to say that in this new hospital that they've announced they want to build in the middle of the pandemic, that their proposal is to have 496 beds in that unit. And at the moment, we have 1,048, and that's the trust figures, not ours. That has got to mean catastrophic effects for everybody in Southwest London, because all the other A&Es in the area will crumble under the impact of the loss of those acute and A&E beds in Epsom and St Helier. It will affect everybody in the area, as our current CEO of Epsom and St Helier, his previous job, he was the chief responsible officer in North West London. When he was in charge, he carried out the biggest hospital closure plan in NHS history. At least that's how the local MP described it. And Daniel Elcles has gone from doing that in North West London, come straight to us, where he's planning to do a very similar job. Now, fortunately, in North West London, that scheme was stopped after it had been running for about a year. And they announced in Parliament last year that that scheme to close several A&Es, downgrade several hospitals, Charing Cross, Hammersmith, Fulham, were all facing the axe because of the actions of our current CEO. And he came to our area and said that he would like to bring all the good things he did in North West London to South West London. His plan was stopped in North West London. It can be stopped in South West London.